Romans 13 says, obey the governing authorities. But in Washington State, who is that really? Is it the governor, the attorney general, or someone else entirely? In this episode, we will open up the Washington Constitution and discover that ultimate civil authority is not a politician, but a document under God. And what that means when leaders ignore individual rights, sanctuary laws, and your God-given liberties. Let's dive in. Welcome to the Washington Defender Daily Devotional. I'm your host, Pastor Brian Noble, CEO of Family Policy Institute of Washington. That's FPIW.org or FPIWaction.org. Hey, I hope you're enjoying these daily devotions. We are in our government series on Romans chapter 13, and we have been looking at verses 1 through 7. Today, we're going to do something slightly different. We're going to read the scriptures, and then we're going to look at our Washington Constitution. So if you're enjoying this series, I want to encourage you to subscribe, like, share, and comment, and place in that Washington Defender app. And if you are a financial partner of FPIW or FPIW Action, thank you so very much for your generosity. It truly does help us make our goal happen here in Washington State, which is to change the heart so that we change the public square. We want to walk into that office, walk into that grocery store, that marketplace, and have a heart filled with the word of God so that we respond to people differently. So let's read Romans chapter 13, and then we'll dive in today. Every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities, for there is no authority except from God, and those which exist are established by God. Therefore, whoever resists authority has opposed the ordinances of God, and they who have opposed will receive condemnation upon themselves. For rulers are not a cause of fear for good behavior, but for evil. Do you want to have no fear of authority? Do what is good, and you will have praise from the same. For it is a minister of God to you for good. But if you do what is evil, be afraid, for it does not bear the sword for nothing. For it is a minister of God, an avenger who brings wrath on the one who practices evil. Therefore, it is necessary to be in subjection, not only because of wrath, but also for conscience' sake. For because of this, you also pay taxes. For rulers are servants of God, devoting themselves to this very thing. Render to all what is due them, tax to whom tax is due, custom to whom custom, fear to whom fear, honor to whom honor. All right, so we have been focusing on verse 1, which says every person is to be in subjection to the governing authorities. And we're asking the question today, who is our governing authority? Is it Bob Ferguson? Is it Donald Trump? Is it our legislative branch or judicial branch? Do we live in a kingdom? Do we live in a socialist monarchy? I don't know, socialist tyrant kind of thing. I don't know. What kind of system do we have? And this is very important because it makes how we respond to our government very, very different. So if you live in one of those systems, so if God strategically placed you into a kingdom or God strategically placed you into a socialist system or God strategically placed you into, a democracy or something like that, then you, to a certain degree, as long as the government's not asking you to do something evil, you need to obey that government. We happen to be placed in the state of Washington into a constitutional republic. And you say, what does that mean? Well, I have that right here. We, the people of the state of Washington, grateful to the supreme ruler of the universe for our liberties, do ordain this constitution. So it's a constitutional republic. It says, we, the people, and we're grateful to a supreme ruler of the universe for our liberties. So that God gives us our liberties. Ordain this constitution. Article 1, Declaration of Rights. Section 1, Political Power. All political power is inherent in the people. So when we are looking at this verse, every person is to be in subjection to the governing authority, for there is no authority except from God. If we are a democracy, all political power is inherent in the people. It would have a period there. Okay? But we are in a representation republic. and government derives their just powers from the consent of the governed. Okay, so this is that representation arm. We don't have a period here. We have a comma. And governments derive their just powers from the consent of those who are governed. So we have a representation model of governance and the constitutional foundation. So the supreme authority in our state of Washington is not Bob Ferguson, is not Donald Trump, is our Constitution. And that Constitution says that we have given limited power to those who have been elected to office. So they derive their just powers from the consent of the governed, and they are established to protect and maintain individual rights. So anytime a delegated authority elected official violates individual rights, then they have violated this verse 13, verse 1. Now think about that for a moment, because that's the power that we've given them. So the governing authority here is our Constitution, and we have a model where we elect people to represent us, and they have limited powers in that election. So Section 2 says the supreme law of the land, the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land. So when Washington State says we are going to be a sanctuary state, our governor puts us into being a sanctuary city, sanctuary state, he's violating the Constitution. Thus, he is violating Romans chapter 13, verses 1 through 7. Now think about that for a moment. That God established for us a constitutional republic, and that for there is no authority except from God. So he established this for us, right? The supreme ruler of the universe established these rights for us. And when someone violates individual liberties or in our agreed upon rules, the Constitution of the United States is the supreme law of the land, then they are in turn in violating Romans chapter 13, verse 1. Section 4, right of petition and assemblage. The right of petition and of the people peaceably to assemble for the common goal good shall never be abridged. So when COVID comes and they say you don't have the right to assemble, that's a violation of our Constitution, which is our governing authority. Because in our system, we don't give all the power to a person or even to a group of people. We give out delegated power. We have separation of powers in our system. So here's where we see our rights are given here. Now, you can go down through this Constitution and you can see how the legislative branch, and if we go to Section 3, or Section 2, legislative department. The legislator's authority of the state of Washington shall be vested in the legislature consisting of a Senate and a House, which shall be called the legislature in the state of Washington, but the people reserve to themselves the power to propose bills. Okay, so this is a power that we have reserved for ourselves. Because remember, in a constitutional republic, the idea that the people have all inherent power and governments derive their just power from the consent of the people is the key. So a democracy only has the people. In other words, the people would vote on everything. And we see this in church governance as well, where you have a membership-based church that votes on everything. No authority is delegated to anyone else. It's just everyone votes. That would be an absolute democracy. In a constitutional republic, we entrust certain things, but there are certain powers that we reserve for ourselves. And one of these we see here is that the right to form laws, propose laws, and to enact or reject the same at the polls, independent of the legislature, and also reserve power at their own option to approve or reject at the polls any act, item, section, or part of any bill, act, or law passed by the legislature. So we have this. And there's two mechanisms that we have in order to do this. We have the initiative process and the referendum process. These are the powers that we reserve to ourselves. We said, legislature, you do not have this authority. We have it. So according to Romans chapter 13, our Constitution is the supreme authority of our governing authority. And in that governing authority, that this should be for established by God and what's the other word? For there is no authority except from God and those which are established by God. So let's go down here just a little bit further and let's look at the, I know I'm going a little bit long today, but let's go to the governor's office. Let's see if I can find that real quick in here. Section 3, House of Representatives. Okay, we keep going. Keep going. These are all the amendments. Okay. So you can read through all this if you like. The executive branch. The executive department shall consist of a governor, lieutenant governor, secretary of state, treasurer, auditor, attorney general, superintendent of public instruction, and a commissioner of public lands, who shall be severally chosen by the qualified electors of the state at the same time and placed of voting as for members of the legislature. Governor's term of office, and it defines the governors. And it talks about other executive officers. General duties of the governor. The governor may require information in writing from the officers of the state upon the subject relating to the duties of the respective offices and shall see that the laws are faithfully executed. So we don't have a king. Our governor is not to make laws, propose laws. That's the legislative branch, but to make sure that the laws are enforced. What is the number one law that's not being enforced across our state? We're a sanctuary state, and we say in our laws, in our Constitution, that we will obey the federal law. So I'm bringing this up because so often when we read this scripture, Romans 13, we think of Bob Ferguson, Trump, we think of those people, but that's not our system. Our governing document is the Constitution, and that all inherent power is in the people. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we just thank you for this day. And Lord, teach us about government and that you do care about how we interact and the rules that we have agreed upon. Help us to have a clear mind in these areas, God. Go before us. We pray for Bob Ferguson's salvation. We pray for Donald Trump's, President Trump's salvation. We pray that you would go before each and every one. Let them follow the rule of law and let our courts get back to that place where they are not and acting from the bench, but upholding the law, equal application of the law. So we thank you for your goodness, your mercy, and your grace. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, amen. Go out there and defend and advance biblical values in the public square. God bless.
You love our beautiful state, but does fighting for issues that most affect families ever feel like you're climbing alone? It can feel like an uphill climb in a hostile environment that champions causes detrimental to Washington families. Again and again, the summit feels out of reach. But you don't have to climb alone. With like-minded people fighting for Washington families by your side, the journey becomes not just possible, but powerful. The Defender app, brought to you by the Family Policy Institute of Washington, connects you with your team for the climb ahead. Connect with conservatives who care about issues affecting families in your specific county and across our state in order to make our voices be heard locally and in Olympia. Simply click Learn to stay informed about the latest news affecting families. With one click, press Huddle to team up with other conservative minds in your specific county who care about how these issues affect you and your unique community. Then simply press Activate to get involved and to make your voice heard on legislation that matters in Olympia. With the Washington Defender app, you won't face the fight alone. Together, we can make a difference for families in Washington. Download the Washington Defender app today, a simple way to let your voice be heard.